Welcome to the morning series of learning the Shilas and Tshuvas of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Today's the first day in yeshiva, so I thought it'd be very apropos to be able to learn something about Torah, something to learn about Torah education. It's a famous organization in Eretz Yisrael called Lev La'achem. Have you ever heard of it? Lev La'achem is an amazing organization in Eretz Yisrael that a place secular Jewish families that want to become more firm, they place them into yeshivas. You know, Baruch Hashem, over time, a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael, they want to become firm. They see the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in their lives, but they don't know who to go to, they don't know which yeshivas to go to. So Lev La'achem is an organization that they come to be able to help out. So Lev La'achem once got a phone call. Listen to this, it's unbelievable. Once got a phone call from a secular parent, a mother, who said that she has two children. She has a 13-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old son. And she decided that she's had it finished with the secular education in Eretz Yisrael, and she wants to send her kids to yeshiva. However, her husband's not around anymore, but she doesn't want to be alone. She told the organization, I want you to choose one of my kids to go to yeshiva. Either you have to choose my 13-year-old daughter or my 11-year-old son. It's up to you who you should choose. So now the question comes to Zilberstein. Who's better to enroll? The bas mitzvah, the girl's bas mitzvah. She's chayiv and mitzvahs now. She's 13 years old. Or is it the 11-year-old? The 11-year-old son who one day will be bar mitzvah. However, right now he has no obligations. He's a katan. One day he might be obligated to be able to learn Torah in 2 years, but it's all about right now. So who should they pick? So they come to Rav Zilberstein to ask him what to do. Any thoughts?
I would think maybe the girl until the boy becomes bar mitzvah, and then they switch.
So Daniel's saying that maybe it should be the girl until the boy becomes bar mitzvah. Why? Because right now
she's the only one who's chayiv.
Beautiful. Right now she's chayiv. The other person, the brother, the brother's not chayiv yet in mitzvahs. The brother, maybe one day he might get to be chayiv in all the mitzvahs that a man's obligated in. But right now he's not. So Rav Zilberstein starts.
Girl's not chayiv in
Talmud Torah, but she's chayiv in other mitzvahs.
But
she's chayiv in Talmud Torah and the things that pertain to her and whatever it is, the neiros, hilchos tahara, stuff like that. So Rav Zilberstein said back an amazing thing. He said the Gemara in Horios basically brings down that if it was between a man and a woman and they were both over bar mitzvah, because he has more additional mitzvahs that he's chayiv and he would get it. However, in our case, the daughter is bar mitzvah and the boy and the brother is not bar mitzvah. So right now, her obligation should trump his obligation in the future. Where does he get this from? He gets this from a tshuva of the Radvaz. The tshuva of the Radvaz is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadi. I looked it up last night. It's Sifkotan Chaf Ches. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah quotes the tshuva of the Radvaz. He says that when it comes to mitzvahs, present mitzvahs beat out future mitzvahs. What's the tshuva the Radvaz got? The tshuva the Radvaz got is the follows. The famous tshuva. With this we'll conclude. He said that he once got a letter from a prisoner in jail. He said a get out of jail free card for one day a year to be able to go daven with a minyan. One day a year. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, they have minyanim in prisons. Back in the day, whenever the tshuva of the rabbis got, they didn't have a minyan. But he got the choice one day a year. So should he choose Yom Kippur or Purim, one of the Rosh Hashanah, one of these big days, or not? So what is the Radvaz answer? The Radvaz answers, you should choose tomorrow. Choose today. Choose the next minyan possible. Why? Because present mitzvos that you right now you have a chiv to daven with the minyan. Okay, it might be in 3 months when 2 weeks when Yom Kippur happens. Okay, then that's a very big day. But right now your chiv right now beats out what your chiyuv is in the future. So Baruch Hashem, we should be zochet to always fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs that He places in front of us at the present moment. And when we get to the future time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us to be able to mekayim those mitzvahs as well. Have a great day.